LAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Demonstrators are back in the streets in Los Angeles. So far, fewer crowds than over the weekend when protests turned violent. President Trump defending his decision to send National Guard troops, but the California state is suing, claiming Trump's actions are leading to more unrest.
As he was returning to the White House, President Trump was asked if he agrees with border czar Tom Holman's threat to arrest Governor Gavin Newsom for obstructing immigration enforcement.
I would do it if I were Tom. I think it's great.
Now on social media, Newsom writing, quote, "The president of the United States just called for the arrest of a sitting governor, saying this is a day I hoped I would never see in America. I don't care if you're Democrat or Republican. This is a line we cannot cross as a nation. This is an unmistakable step toward authoritarianism," Newsom wrote. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Health and Human Secretary Services Secretary RFK Jr. has terminated all 17 members of the CDC's Independent Advisory Board. Storms are targeting parts of the South and East Coast today. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Republican state lawmakers are proposing legislation to continue Wisconsin's Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program. The bill would reauthorize the program with about $28 million of funding each year until June of 2030. That $28 million is about $5 million lower than the current funding for the program and significantly lower than the $100 million per year for the next decade that was proposed by Governor Tony Evers. The bill would also prevent the Department of Natural Resources from awarding more than $1 million for projects. The National Weather Service is warning of severe staffing shortages in Wisconsin and that none of their offices in the state have a chief meteorologist. The agency has three offices covering a majority of the state, with the Northwest region covered by offices in Minneapolis and Duluth. Due to federal cuts under the Trump administration, the remaining offices have also cut some of their services, like balloon launches. The cuts come as Wisconsin sees more tornadoes than usual, having already nearly hit the average of 23 that the state sees in a year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will hold a public hearing on aquatic plant management in Hayward on Tuesday afternoon. DNR officials are holding statewide public hearings on the issue to gather input from residents and impacted businesses before revising their rules for aquatic plant management. Tuesday's meeting will take place at the Hayward High School Auditorium at 4 p.m. The Department of Natural Resources has not yet released a first draft of the rule proposal, but will share information on the changes they're pursuing at the meeting. A Grantsburg man has been sentenced to life in prison in connection to a 2023 homicide in Burnett County. According to court documents, David Edeburn Jr. was accused of stabbing and killing Brittany Holland of Siren in September of 2023. He reportedly called law enforcement authorities following the stabbing to have four children removed from the property and told them that he had killed Holland. Authorities later arrested him at his Grantsburg residence. Edeburn Jr. entered a no-contest plea to charges of first-degree intentional homicide last year. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers released Jair. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Green Bay Packers have decided to part ways with Jair Alexander. ESPN reporting the 28-year-old defensive back was prepared to report to the team's minicamp tomorrow. Jair Alexander has missed over half the games the past two seasons due to injury. Baseball tonight. The Brewers opening a three-game series at home against the Atlanta Braves. Veteran lefty Chris Sale on the mound for the Braves against Milwaukee's right-hander Aaron Savalier. The Brewers losing 1-0 yesterday to the Padres. Desperate to score a run, Pat Murphy admitted after the game he gambled, putting in a pinch runner in for Rhys Hoskins in the seventh, saying it was a mistake considering Hoskins could have had another at-bat in the ninth.
It's one of those decisions. Seventh, eighth, or ninth, do you pinch run for your slowest guy? It backfired today. It wasn't the right call today, that's for sure.
NBA Finals, the Pacers losing to the Thunder 123-107. Game 3 in Indianapolis Wednesday night with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. An isolated shower or two this evening, then a clearing sky tonight, and a low in the low 50s. For tomorrow, hazy sunshine from a little smoke, warmer, highs into the low 80s. Chances for showers and thunderstorms return Wednesday into Thursday. It's 65 right now.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we take a look at the fast-paced headlines across the nation and state. And a lighter note, Brian Van Hooker from Cracked.com will be here. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a man barely 6 feet tall, but a mountain of muscle, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome, folks. This is Nightlight. You got the Civic Media Radio Network and your favorite, hopefully, show about entertainment. Great to have you with me tonight. I don't know if I'm an inside source. What does that mean, Conrad? Todd says, your inside source. It's like I'm keeping a secret.
Well, it's just the guy closest to the information.
I guess so, right? I probably know more than some people. Mostly I'm just a fan, but I would love to be an inside source. I'd love to be the inside guy. You ever been the inside guy?
Yeah.
Dude, this has been bothering me since I walked in the door tonight, and I want to get this out in the open. I have to just say this.
Yeah.
You look, the way you're dressed today, you look like Mike McCarthy's son. You should be coaching the Packers on the sideline.
Yeah, I got
like total coach wear.
I got like a bomber on.
Yeah, you got a bomber. I haven't heard that.
And it's green too.
And you got a green hat to match. What's the, is that a golf thing?
Yeah.
Good?
Okay. Good. Yeah, good, good.
I'm digging it, dude. Did you have a good sports weekend?
You know, I helped out. Well, helped out is, you know, I don't know if I helped out a lot, but I was there. I was at my brother's garage sale.
Oh.
I sold $13 worth of stuff.
Did you get a taste?
I brought a driver.
A couple bucks?
I brought a driver, and I brought it's called the chipper, and it's like a putter, but it has an angle on it. So when you hit it, it goes up in the air a little bit, but not too much, you know?
It's like halfway between wedge and putter?
Yeah,
like
so it's a lazy way to chip.
All right.
That sounds like my kind of... I sold that.
That's kind of a sports weekend, selling your old golf stuff at a garage sale.
I did go golfing, though, with my brother and a friend, so...
Dude, you're just going to look like a football coach. You need a whistle right now.
I can't whistle. If I, you know, I wish I could.
You should be running OTAs. I love that.
I should be there. Yes.
Outfit, man. It's awesome. That is the voice of Conrad Krieger, folks. He is riding shotgun tonight, working the board. And I am Pete Schwab. We've got a great show tonight. Let's get things. First things first, though, folks. If you have not played our Scani Summer Text to Win contest here at Civic Media, you've got to do it. We have great contests here. They seem to get more popular every time we do them. This one, you're eligible until June 13th. That's coming up, dude. That's only Friday. You know that?
It is Friday.
All right. So if you have not played Civic Media Scani Summer Text to Win contest, you got to get in on the fun. All you have to do to be eligible, you just have to have the Civic Media app, which most of you probably have anyway, and get the keyword. Listen throughout the day. Get the keyword at the beginning of the hour. Text in at 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. for your chance to win big, big prizes. Every hour that you play, you're eligible for $100 cash or a pair of Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets. Conrad will attest they are outstanding seats.
Yes.
And each hourly entry qualifies you. Get this. You thought $100 was great or Brewer tickets? Most places, that's the grand prize. No. Not here at Civic Media. We're going the extra mile. The Scotty Summer Statewide Text to Win contest offers two grand prizes, Wisconsin summer vacations, either in Door County or Baraboo, with gas money to get you there in your pocket. Even if you use like the premium stuff, we'll pay for it. You have four daily chances to enter, as I mentioned, 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m., and it ends this Friday. So check it out, and good luck, everybody. I had a weird weekend. It was kind of strange. I had a fridge leak about a month ago. Our ice maker was leaking. It went down into the ceiling and leaked into the first floor. We have kind of a weird house where the bottom is kind of a living area, but our main living area is on the top floor. And I had all this water dripping down. This is like a month ago. I had to air it out, fans. I had the dehumidifier going. And my wife or daughter, they are totally in cahoots on this, will not say who turned back on the ice maker. But somehow they thought maybe it would magically have fixed itself. Well, no. I was in my office last night. I come out, and the sound was like it was raining in my bathroom, downstairs bathroom. There was just water coming down again. So I had my buddy Mike Corwin come over. Shout out to Mike. He's the guy that, like, I kind of know what I'm doing, but, like, I'll get behind the fridge. I pull the fridge out. I look at the tube that goes to the ice machine. Like, I'm going to see what I have to do to fix it. And I don't know anything about stuff like that. So Mike came over. We figured it out. I borrowed a couple fans. I had a couple fans. Dried the whole thing out again. But now we have no ice maker, Conrad. So what do you make of that?
Well, you know what you can do?
And it's summer.
You go out to the dollar store.
Yeah.
And you grab an ice tray.
I'm listening.
You fill it up with water.
Old school.
Put it in the freezer.
Okay.
That's what I have. I have two of them. And I have a whole container. So you just keep filling it and filling it until eventually you have, like, you know, 50 pieces.
More ice cubes
of ice.
Than you know what to do with. Yeah. The problem is I've been there. I've been down that road. I'm older now. I want automatic ice. I can't be filling ice trays anymore. No. I've graduated past that. What I'd probably do is buy a bag of ice. And I'm not the kind of guy also that's going to run out and buy a new $1,200 refrigerator because the ice maker's broken. We'll just slum it. I'm not doing that.
You can just go to Quick Trip and get the crushed ice.
I knew you were going to say Quick Trip. We could do that.
There's nothing better than crushed ice at Quick Trip, you know?
I can't do the crushed ice. I got to be honest because...
You have to have full pieces?
I need full pieces because when you're drinking a beverage, I don't like when the little pieces get in your mouth.
I love that.
Do you?
Yes. It's like... turns into like a little like icicle, you know
what
I mean?
It's like a slushy.
Yeah, a little slushy. Yeah, exactly.
I just want to taste the libation. I don't need a slushy at around every corner, but...
are you...
To each his own.
All right, so does this bother your drinking, because what I do when I drink water, I make sure that it's super cold every time. So I have like 12 pieces of ice in my water constantly.
Yeah, sometimes I like that, and sometimes I like room temp. I got to be honest.
So you're just going room temp now from now on.
Well, or cold out of the spigot, as they say.
Yeah.
If I'm just drinking water to get my 60 ounces, I don't do a lot of people say you need 130 ounces a day or half your body weight in water. I'm not doing that. I can't, you know, you ever drink that much water and then all day you're walking around and your stomach is like sloshing around. It's terrible. So I'll do like 50 to 60 ounces a day. And if I'm just chugging water to get it into my system, I want room temp. You get that head rush otherwise, you know?
You know, when I was in college, I'd make sure I'd get my water. I haven't done it in a while, but...
Yeah, it's important.
It feels like a hassle. Like, you're like, oh, I got to drink more water.
It is, but... And the other thing I don't get is the people that carry around, like, a gallon with them.
It's
like,
there's...
Are you going on the Oregon Trail? Like, you're just going from your house to the office or like, to the store. You carry that much water on you? I don't know.
I'd see that all the time when I was at Milwaukee.
And that's good. I mean,
I'd see it every day, actually. I'd see someone with a huge milk jug.
But I think that's good because when I was in college, you never saw that. But college kids today, when I would visit my son a couple years ago or my daughter now, they all have water on them. I think that's probably a good thing.
They're just preparing for the night, you know?
Yeah, or the apocalypse. Some of those containers.
They want to get hydrated before they start drinking beer.
Exactly. Hey, we have a really fun show tonight. From Young Sheldon, the very talented actor, Lance Barber will be joining us at 6:35 over the stream. Lance has been on the show before. It'll be great to talk to him. He's always a blast to talk to. Did I tell you what my nickname, what Lance's nickname for me was when we made The Godfather?
Balls.
Balls. He calls me Balls. And Balls. I call him Balls back. It's just kind of a weird. And you know what? If you want to go ahead and try to censor that, that's fine. But balls are balls. We don't. It doesn't mean we're talking about those balls.
Golf
we
balls?
We could be golf balls, tennis volleyballs. Balls. We just call each other Balls. It's a fun, endearing name, I think, for two.
Dear Balls.
For two fellas. That's kind of what it is. It emails and texts. Yo, Balls. And then you'll sign it like Schnutz or something goofy. So Lance and our brand of silliness will be here at 6:35. We'll be good to talk to Lance. And then, Conrad, check this out. Green Bay It Girl, that's what I call her because she knows everything about Northeast Wisconsin. Heather Heil will be here in studio. And we have what? Go ahead and tell the people what we have in store for Heather.
Well, you know, she works at a museum.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, why don't we go down a trip down memory road?
Love
and,
it.
Make a Northeastern Wisconsin history quiz.
This is tough, too. I mean, she should do fine.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple challenging ones.
Right.
But most of them are like, there's like two definite answers that are there.
Exactly. And people can play along with the quiz.
Yeah.
If you want to text in the answer, that's fine. We won't let Heather see it. But Coach K over there. Yeah.
We'll put I wish answer. I had a whistle so every time she gets one wrong, I should blow it.
You can make her do burpees or something. hey, let's get to, without further ado, let's get to the question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Okay, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
I can't stop eating iced cream lately, folks. And I said iced cream.
I was about to stop you there.
No, that is the actual term. It's iced cream. It's not ice cream. I can see why you think that, though. And it is easier to say. So tonight's question, what is your favorite brand? What do you like? Cold Stone, Baskin-Robbins, Cedar Crest, Store-Bought, Breyers. There's so many different brands. What is your favorite brand? Summer is here. It's our favorite summer treat, ice cream. And I want to know what yours is, folks. Let us know. You could text us at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or let us know on the app, or if you're watching on the stream, on Facebook, X Twitter, or YouTube, let us know. And while you're there, if you're so inclined, give us a like or a follow while you tell us your favorite brand of ice cream.
And please text in, is it iced or ice?
You're welcome to weigh in on that, folks. Technically, it's iced because it's iced tea. It's corned beef. It's not corned beef. I'm just trying to, listen, I'm just being Mr. Green.
Iced cream doesn't roll off the tongue.
No, it doesn't.
Like ice cream.
Ice cream is easier.
Yeah.
I agree with that. But I'm a bear for detail. I would have to say, I think my favorite, just because I have great memories of going to Baskin-Robbins when I was younger, I might say Baskin-Robbins, but I love when I'm in Madison, I love the chocolate shop. That is great stuff. So I have a tie for first between those two. If I had to give the nod, I'd go chocolate shop. It's more mom and pop than Baskin-Robbins. But you've got Häagen-Dazs. Yesterday, I wolfed down some peanut butter chocolate Häagen-Dazs.
Mm.
Dynamite. All good stuff. You got Ben and Jerry's. You got all kinds of stuff. What are you going to say, Conrad?
I got a tie myself.
Yeah?
When I was growing up in the Kewaskum area, you go to Eden in between Fond du Lac and Lamira.
We just talked about this last week, didn't we?
And that is Kelly's County Creamery.
Oh, yeah.
And they have some of the best ice cream I've ever had. Better than any of the store-bought ones, you know?
Yeah.
Because right behind them is the farm where they make it.
Right.
But I also have another one, which is... when I lived in Milwaukee, I hadn't tried it until then, is Kopp's Frozen Custard.
Oh, you like that custard, too.
Oh, that Kopp's Frozen Custard with their... they got a huge burger, and then you get a little scoop with it. Dynamite. Dynamite.
All right. Yeah, I like... I was never a fan of custard, but I had been eating, like, Culver's when we first moved back to Wisconsin. People like, you know, that's custard. It's not ice cream. I'm like, really? And then I realized, oh, it's basically the same thing.
Yeah.
It's just like a more, like, I don't know. Was it more dense or what?
Different. It's a different, I can't even talk, but consistency.
Yeah. It's all good stuff, folks. Let us know what your favorite brand of ice cream is. It's 855-752-4842. Let us know And we will come right back and read your texts. And we've got some other fun stuff planned, too. Lance Barber from Young Sheldon is here at 6:35. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Break yourself free from that desk and come work for Civic Media, a rapidly growing network which has positions open in Park Falls, Hayward, and Amory, Wisconsin that focus on prospecting and new account acquisitions. The ideal candidate will have prior media advertising sales experience and success, reliable transportation, and a connection to the communities in which they would sell. This position pays a base salary plus generous commissions and exceptional additional benefits. To see a full description, go to civicmedia.us and look at careers. Apply at civicmedia.us or send your resume directly to darla.isham@civicmedia.us. Civic Media is an equal opportunity employer that is committed to diversity and inclusion in the workplace.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant. 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of our cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Elder Care Locator is here to help you live your best life as you age at home. Our call center advisors are ready to connect you with trustworthy local experts. Help is just a phone call away at 1-800-677-1116.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back. You've got the Civic Media Radio Network, folks. This is Nightlight with Peach Schwabba. I am Peach Schwabba. Conrad is dressed like Coach McCarthy tonight. He is riding shotgun as usual. Coach K, that's a good...
Yeah, you can just call me Coach K.
Coach K, the other Coach K. The less annoying Coach K. I don't know what happened to that guy. I used to like him. But man, did he just turn evil or something. I mean, it was probably 2015 in Duke, Wisconsin, I'm going back to. I don't know.
It's just because it's Duke, you know, that's
probably
that's why.
Probably. He's even from like the same neighborhood I grew up in Chicago or close by. Like, so I kind of was rooting for him, but then I'm like, God, I can't stand this guy.
And stand
Duke. Arrogance too. Yeah. And that's what it is. It's Duke. It's the arrogance.
Any coach of Duke. I'm just like, eh, you know.
Right. Hey, Michael J. Fox turns 64 today. The star of Family Ties and Back to the Future. He has been dealing with Parkinson's probably for, what, 30 years now?
Yeah.
He has raised over $2 billion, just him, since he's had this disease. And, folks, that, to me, is amazing because, like, you feel like if you throw $2 billion at anything, you can solve it. But this is still an issue. My grandfather had Parkinson's. I've got a cousin that has Parkinson's. It's, like, a serious thing. $2 billion, Michael J. Fox. Tip of my hat. That is unbelievable. But I am also amazed that they can't. It seems like they should be able to cure anything if they got $2 million. What do you think about that, Conrad?
Love Michael J. Fox.
Yeah, same. Wait. What's Luke? I don't understand Luke's text. Did you read that?
He's talking about the burger that I was referencing with cops. It's huge. Okay. He did. It's jumbo.
He's correcting.
It's massive.
Me. Yeah.
He can fit both your hands on this thing.
Exactly. All right. We got a text overnight from our pal Bud in Janesville. 2 minutes to 6 in the morning. Looks like he slept in. Bud says, hey, Pete and Conrad, I'm not sure this donut exists. Oh, this was our question Friday night was, God, we're eating all the fatty foods.
Did you have any donuts over the weekend?
No. You know what I had? I love having Biscoff with my coffee. You ever have those?
Biscoff cookies are amazing.
Oh, God. They're so addictive. It's like you get one sleeve for like $5 and I eat at least half of them on a Saturday morning. That's all I have for breakfast, but it's probably like 500-600 calories.
Oh, yeah.
But very good with coffee. Bud says, hey, Pete and Conrad, I'm not sure this donut exists, but I would love to try a fried old-fashioned tip of the hat to Ollie from the North Woods, of course. Try a fried old-fashioned donut with jalapenos topped with a cream cheese frosting. Yum. Love the show. Bud from Janesville.
That sounds pretty good. It's like a jalapeno popper donut.
I guess. I don't know if you need the jalapenos, but... Yeah,
oh, yeah,
I guess.
Get a little bit of spice in there.
It's just an odd combo. But you know what? I trust in Bud. So well done, Bud. Appreciate it. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite kind of ice cream? We're going for kind of a brand here. I said I had a tie between Baskin-Robbins and the Chocolate Shop in Madison. Chocolate Shop edged it out. I like that it's not as big of a franchise. And I also like the ice cream. I think it's fantastic. And Conrad said, what's the Kewaskum place?
Eden, actually.
Eden. Okay.
Kelly's County Creamery.
Kelly's County Creamery. That sounds delicious. That's a great title. Barb from Waukesha says, you could buy a separate ice maker. Oh, you know what? Barb's got all the answers. I could do that, Barb. That seems like kind of a hassle, though. I never consider that. But I appreciate the tip. Thank you. Barb's in the 262. I feel like I'd just buy a new fridge if I was going to go and buy an ice maker.
I mean, they're not that bad. My parents recently bought one.
Why? Is it the same freezer issue?
No, they put a bar in the house. Okay. And then now they have an ice maker.
All right. So it's enhancing their drinking. All right.
Well, enough. Yeah.
Tom from New Berlin says, in my youth, the black cow from A&W.
Ooh.
I forgot about A&W. They have ice cream. Was the car hop era today? Chocolate mint chip. Conrad, my water has to be ice cold. We have to golf. Tom is going to stalk you until you hit the links with him. Ross from Crawford County says, I get Sassy Cow Creamery organic ice cream. They're out of Columbus, Wisconsin. I think I get it from the Willie Street Co-op in Madison. Nice. Very well done, Ross. Thank you. Jameson in Pennsylvania says, homemade all the way. Buy yourself a $300 machine with a condenser in it. Not the garbage with ice and salt outside of it, and just have fun experimenting. Candied bourbon bacon is my personal specialty. Wow. That sounds really good. Add some jalapenos, though. He says, I have to say, I'm going with iced cream as well. Thank you, Jameson. It's simply more proper, not lazy grammar. Jameson from Pennsylvania, ladies and gentlemen. He's in the 814, and he agrees with me. So take that, Coach K. Ross from Crawford County says... Oh, he said he's liking the Sassy Cow Creamery organic ice cream. That's a good one, too. Robert from La Crosse says, Sweet Shop in La Crosse, butter pecan. That's a great, I love those. Like, if I haven't heard of it, I just assume it's a great ice cream place.
Yeah.
It's not a huge franchise like your place in Eden, you know. Monica from Mount Horeb says, Chocolate Shop, Fat Elvis is one of my faves. Pete, I think you are a goofball. No one says the ice cream. Oh, yeah, Monica?
Correct.
Well, how do you like this? Jameson is on my side. So put that in your pipe and puff on it.
So we got one for ice cream and one for ice cream. So we're tied right now.
Look, you can say ice cream until you're blue in the face. And frankly, I say it too. But if you want to be grammatically correct, it's iced cream. And there ain't nothing you can do to change that. Hey, we got a phone call. Let's try to squeeze this in.
Yes, Cindy from Appleton.
Cindy from Appleton. We've got about 30 seconds. Good. How are you?
Well, my favorite is Vanilla by Ben and Jerry's.
Straight vanilla.
Because you can make vanilla into so many different flavors. So I like having options.
I like having your phone calls, Cindy. That is outstanding. Thank you very much. Have a great evening. And that's a good one. Ben and Jerry. They do fine work. All right. Hey, we're coming up next. Coming back with Lance Barber. Lance was in a film I made called The Godfather of Green Bay and just finished a long run on Young Sheldon. Can't wait to talk to my pal. That's coming up after the news. It's Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
But if you feel like I feel, please let me know that it's real. You're just too good to be true.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A pair of Northwest Wisconsin Republican lawmakers were seeking co-sponsors for a bill that would establish a new dairy farm innovation program last week. The bill was proposed by State Representative Clint Moses and State Senator Rob Stafschult, who say it would help small and medium family farms through a no-interest loan program. The loans would be dispersed by the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation and milk producers with between 50 and 714 cows and no environmental enforcement actions against them in the past 5 years would be eligible. One of the multi-state lawsuits joined by Wisconsin against actions taken by the Trump administration has resulted in the temporary block of cuts to AmeriCorps. On Thursday, a federal judge ruled the Trump administration must restore hundreds of millions of dollars in AmeriCorps grant funding and reinstate agency service workers. Wisconsin receives nearly $400 million in funding for AmeriCorps programs like Serve Wisconsin. Those programs provide things like literacy and math tutors for kids, addiction services, and support for unhoused youth. A new housing project in the city of Washburn has officially broken ground. City and Bayfield County officials recently gathered at the planned site for the Aurora Place for the groundbreaking ceremony on the project, which will see the addition of 40 energy-efficient housing units. The project will feature four buildings with 10 units each, ranging from one bedroom to three bedrooms. The addition of the homes will increase the city's total housing stock by about 4%. The roughly $10 million project is expected to be ready for habitation by next spring. At their meeting last week, the Hayward School Board expressed support for hiring a second school resource officer next year. School board officials say the hiring of a second officer had been put on hold by Mayor Gary Gillis until the board had voted on supporting the addition. A majority of board members expressed their support for the measure last week, but an official vote won't be taken until their June 16th meeting. Some board members warned of possible instability with future funding, which could be exacerbated by adding the second position. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Not sure if Steve Carell has big feet, but his shoes will be tough to fill. No one knows that more than Domhnall Gleeson, who will play the boss on a new spinoff of NBC's The Office. The paper will feature the same documentary film crew from The Office, even though it was never really featured, as they record the daily happenings of a dying local newspaper, and it will be brought to you by the same team that brought you the American version of The Office. Gleeson, the son of actor Brendan Gleeson, knows the challenges he faces. The actor said he recently received encouraging words from Carell's Office co-star, John Krasinski, who reassured the actor that he was in great hands with executive producer Greg Daniels. Daniels successfully rebooted Ricky Gervais and Stephen Merchant's show of the same title from the UK. Although the title is different, the challenges faced in the paper are the same faced by those who ran a fictitious paper company. There is no release date yet, but the paper will premiere in September on Peacock. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. An isolated shower or two this evening, then a clearing sky tonight, and a low in the low 50s. For tomorrow, hazy sunshine from a little smoke, warmer, highs into the low 80s. Chances for showers and thunderstorms return Wednesday into Thursday. It's 65 right now.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
All right, time to visit with Melissa Baldoff as we talk climate issues. Acting FEMA chief told staff he didn't know about U.S. hurricane seasons.
What?
Speechless too.
I mean,
I love it. We're all just sitting here like, what?
If it is a joke, and I don't know that it is, it's not a funny one. We've seen more deadly hurricanes, so we have every reason to expect it will be a bad hurricane season.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday, Civic Media's Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation Area on what Democrats are talking about ahead of next weekend's big state convention.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
Welcome back. Great to have you with me on this Tuesday night. We're broadcasting live from beautiful downtown Green Bay, statewide, a gorgeous sort of summer night here in Wisconsin. We sat on the porch for the first time the other night, and I needed a coat. And I was just sitting out there because it wasn't freezing. But it kind of sucks. The weather has been really sucky, I would say.
It was nice after that, like, rain passed yesterday.
Yeah.
After the rain stopped, it got pretty nice out.
Yeah, it's not too bad, I guess. All right, that was one of Conrad Krieger's five-day forecasts. Do we have Lance?
Yes, we do.
All right, fantastic. It is my pleasure, ladies and gentlemen, to welcome back to Nightlight. You know him as possibly George Cooper on the hit show Young Sheldon. He's also been in another film with me called The Godfather of Green Bay. That's where we met, and he has many other acting credits. My pal, the talented Lance Barber.
Hi, Pete.
Dude, I am loving that mustache.
How about it? You know, I did this just for you.
You know, I don't know.
I had a full beard, but I said, you know what Schwabe would like? He'd like the old tickler. And so I put the old tickler back on.
There's one of the funniest things I've ever heard, and we're on radio, I can't say it, but it is called a blank sweeper.
I almost went there and stopped myself live radio.
Tickler was good. Only time I've ever had just a mustache without the beard was during COVID. My son and I grew matching mustache, so that was kind of fun,
kind of gross, I'm sure.
And kind of it was weird. I felt like Burt Reynolds, like I was in Smokey and the Bandit. But that is awesome, man. That's like a crouchy dude.
Yeah, I'm trying to go for the full crouch.
I like it.
We call it the full crouch.
The full crouch. Hey, how are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Doing very well.
I heard that you were sitting on the porch.
I was.
Time has really gone by, hasn't it? Not only were you sitting on the porch, but you got a little chilly. What happened to us?
Listen, dude, I have a favorite kind of seltzer water. I don't know when that happened. It's just not right. But I see you can still party because I see you have a banjo on the wall. And I love that. Do you play the banjo?
Yeah, nothing says wild man like banjo music. Nothing says party animal.
I play the jug. We could, next time we're around each other, we could have some fun. How you been, man?
I'm good. I got all the, you know, my kid plays the music now. He's far surpassed me in all of his string instruments. So they're just up as decorations now. He's the one that plays everything.
That's unbelievable. It's so funny. Like, you and I went a while without talking, not for weird reasons or anything, but like, I always think of your kids as being the age they were when we last spoke, and probably mine too. How old are
you? I think of your kids as being teeny because that's when I saw them last. Maybe I saw your son more recently, but yeah.
Are your kids like teenagers now, Lance?
Yeah, I got two teenagers in the house, and I can hardly tolerate it. It's he's almost 17, and she's just turned 14, my daughter. So that's actually pretty good. I welcome the teen years. There's all the traditional things that come with it, which we're tasting some of, but it's kind of fun to have them be the age they are.
To watch those movies together, it's fun.
Yeah, for sure. That's what we're doing. Yep.
Yeah, so... All right. So as I mentioned, Lance was in a film I did called The Godfather of Green Bay. We shot primarily here in Northeast Wisconsin and a little bit in L.A. and Vegas, but that's where we met. I've known you a long time, Lance, and I was so excited when you got cast as young Sheldon. You were like the guy on our movie set that everybody said it's only a matter of time before Lance has a breakout. You know, it certainly wasn't in The Godfather of Green Bay, but no, but we knew you were going to have like everybody and it's not any one of us. It was just, it was kind of a consensus. So can you talk about what that run was like? The last time you were on the show, I think your character had not met its fate yet, and you couldn't really right. say much. The show had an amazing ending and a great run. What was that like?
That was cool. I mean, to speak to the ending, it was kind of awesome. I've said this before, but like we all knew it was coming.
Yeah.
And so that was part of my, like, I was mostly prepared for that, where everybody else was kind of crushed, cast and audience alike. And even if they knew it was coming, because they decided to give the show a beginning, middle, and end. And I love that they did. The end came for that program, at least, was, you know, when George died and Sheldon went to college. And I thought that was mighty cool of them to do that. It also, the fact that I was America's dad on TV that yeah. died,
yeah.
you know, that's pretty cool for a character actor's like legacy, right? Like, you know, we would, in our 20s, we're at the bar and we're talking about, remember that show? Remember this show? Remember that thing? And some kids are going to be in college talking about, remember when, you know, young Sheldon's dad died? Oh yeah, that crushed yeah. me, right?
Right.
I get to have that like as part of my acting legacy, and it's really neat for a character actor to have something like memorable in that way. So
I would imagine
I'm super grateful. It was a jackpot, awesome job for so many reasons. It came at the right time in my life and my kids were the right age, and it was kids on the show, so I wasn't gone all the time. I had shot at Warner Brothers. I was 12 minutes from work and I was home for dinner most nights. And of course the work itself, the show had such success, and I'm still getting, you know, Netflix has it out now and it still has a life in the way that it didn't used to before streaming. And so people are watching it for the first time, right? And they yeah. might watch it for the first time, do a run of the series years from now. And so, and I get approached by people saying, I just started it and we loved it. You know, that's pretty cool. I'm really, it's got legs.
Absolutely. And it's one of the, like, you're right. I think that's so incredible that I talk to people now that still say, like, they just discovered Seinfeld 10 years ago. Well, it's going to be the right. same with Young Sheldon. I mean, especially in a franchise like that. Like, now there's sure. a prequel, and it's just great. Right. And I would imagine you as an actor, you don't even need a reel anymore. You just plop down that scene where you got to pass away on national TV, and that's, like,
yes,
a right. pretty cool thing on your resume. I mean, great,
yeah, yeah.
great as an actor, right?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah. I mean, it got to for a show that had was a comedy, was a network sitcom, primetime comedy.
Yeah,
it had a lot of those moments that were heavy enough and had the heart. So we get to play those. And I think that's what grounded it and made it popular. So
absolutely. All right. So what do you do now, Lance? You had this great run.
I'm retired, Pete.
Wow.
I'm done. I'm just here playing the banjo most days.
That's not a bad life.
I am. It was about a year ago in April, I think, that we ended the show. And then I've just been a family man since. You know, everybody's talking about the business in Los Angeles being slow, and I can second that. It really is. It's different right now. Things are less than they used to be for local work and auditions, et cetera. And that's fine. I mean, I'm in a financial position where I don't have to worry about what's coming next for a minute.
Right.
Right. And so I'm really enjoying, my kids are older. They're going to be out of the house soon. I'm really leaning into that, but I will get restless before too long and want to work, you know, for
yeah.
sure. I'm waiting for you to put me in a movie. So I'll be ready for that when that time comes, but you know, I feel like I'm in a position that I never had been before because of the show, because I can say no to things. I can feel comfortable waiting for the next thing, you know, personally and, you know, financially for my family. So
here's super lucky. Yeah. Here's a question on the stream from Mike for Lance. How does someone who does comedy with sock puppets at Rocktoberfest and doing a dine and dash with Joe Keegan end up being one of the most talented, beloved TV dads of all time? Also, are you up for a Godfather of Greenway sequel? Good God. Mike is always pitching a sequel. Like,
is that Desitel? Is that Mike? Is that?
Oh yeah, Mike Desitel. Sure, you know Mike.
Yeah, yeah, of course, of course. It's, yeah. yeah, Mike's a great guy. He had my favorite line in The Godfather of Green Bay
when
he was taking a squat in the woods. Yeah,
that was
my favorite performance of the film.
He had at a premiere in Marinette. He did that line and the place erupted because everybody knows him. And it's a funny line. And as the laughter dies down, you could hear Mike's mom say, Michael, I'm so proud of you. It was just a glorious moment. Mike has always been good with the bowels anyway, on camera or off, I'm told. So, so
I don't remember Mike's answer, but I like that guy. And how did I? I'm just brimming with talent, Mike. What can I say? It's one of those things you're born with. You can't teach it. You know what I mean?
Hey, let me ask you that, Lance. What would be your next type of role? Like, let's say network TV came calling again, or a really cool streamer. Like, what would you want to play? You've already done the cool kind of badass dad who was very sweet and also protective and a great role. What would you want to do next if it was up to Lance or Balls?
If it was up to me, you know, I get asked that and I just don't know. It's a very general answer. Something so different.
Really?
You know, everybody wants to lean into, there were two auditions for football coaches that have come this year. Right. And different characters, different style, all of that. I don't want to play a football coach again.
Right.
And at least not right now. And so, you know, those are things I'm passing on. Again, having the luxury of being somewhat choosy. I just want to do something that I haven't done before. You know, luckily I've done things before this that have a little attention. I was on a show called The Comeback and I played a jerk.
Yeah.
And kind of played the bad guy. And so I kind of have that already in my, on the resume. And I played an obnoxious character on Always Sunny that I still get recognized for in public. So I have those things. I want to do something different than any of those. And I don't know what that is. You know, recently I auditioned for Little House on the Prairie. They're doing I think there's a reboot of it. Anyway, that is, it's a Western. It's a period piece. You know, I haven't done that. I mean, something like that interests me. And again, very generally, just something I haven't done character-wise or style-wise. You know?
Yeah. What about a cop that used to box in the service and that he's referred to as a tough bastard, that kind of guy? You'd be good at that, Lance.
I'm working on it right now. Actually, the title of the script is called Tough Bastard, but T-U-F-F.
I love it. that's pretty cool. You also worked with Christopher Guest. What was that like?
Yeah, that's another feather in my cap. That was a dream come true for any of us that, you know, it was a Christopher Guest movie. I was on screen for, 30 seconds or something, but it didn't matter.
No way.
The audition was with him. That's my story about that. So I get to it wasn't even an audition. It was just a meeting. So I just got to talk to the guy with a chewed gum in front of me. And then, you know, I worked one day on that movie and then had lunch with him and Eugene and the guys and got to go to the after party. That's the story, is like I was in their company.
Yeah.
And it was in one of the later movies that they did It was a dream come true. Like, everybody envied that because it was a Christopher Guest movie, of course. I mean, I'm so proud to have that on my resume. That's for sure.
Lance Barber is my guest. He was one of the stars of Young Sheldon, and he is enjoying his retirement, which I'm sure will not last all that long. We have about a minute before a short break, Lance, and then we'll just have a few minutes more. I know you're busy. You're leaving town tomorrow, right? You're going to see – where are you going?
We're starting our summer travels. That's another thing I can do because I'm retired. we go home every summer. You know, I'm a Midwest kid like you, Great Lakes area. In fact, part of my summer travels is a family reunion up in near Green Bay. I'm going up to my cousin's place, who's hosting a big family reunion in Cronenwetter, Wisconsin. I don't know if you know where Cronenwetter is, but for crying out loud, it's up north there. And I'm looking forward to that. A bunch of people getting together that we haven't been together in a while. So any of you Cronenwetter folks listening, I'll be up there.
We'll go to the Google. We'll figure it out. We got to do a really short break, and then we'll come back, and I'm going to invite myself to Lance's family reunion, which will be awkward. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. And put you in misery. Since I met this little woman, I feel it's happened to me. And I'm telling you, it's too late to turn back now. I believe I'm falling in.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Todd Albaugh Show.
State Senator Kelda Royce.
The vast majority of people on Medicaid are already working, and it is Medicaid that makes it possible for them to work. People who are disabled or have chronic illnesses and without that health care, they would be out of the workforce. They would have no ability to participate in the economy, and now they can. Medicaid is one of the greatest workforce programs this country has ever built, and they are trying to dismantle it, and with it, they're going to take people's lives and economic security.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WLAKradio.com/contest-terms. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Every time I think of you, I feel a shot right through your ball off through. It's no problem of mine, but it's a problem I find.
Welcome back. I am Pete Schwabba. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with me on a Monday night. It feels like a Tuesday, but it's still a Monday night. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite kind of ice cream? Go brand on this one, folks. I say the chocolate shop in Madison. Conrad said someplace in Eden.
Kelly's County Creamery.
Kelly's County. Conrad is dressed like a coach tonight. And all things are good. Lance Barber is here from the show Young Sheldon and many other great credits he's been a part of over his illustrious career, and he's rocking a mustache tonight, looking good, buddy. Where am I gonna go? You said
what's my favorite ice cream?
Oh, we could do that. Yeah, sure.
It's none of your business, Pete.
I didn't mean to get too personal to a guy who calls me balls. Do you have a favorite?
I like a butter pecan. I like a buttery. Sometimes.
That's old school. Like butter pecan, pistachio. I love it. Hey, I want to ask you, you said, you know, when we were texting like a week or so ago, you said the town is dead, referring to LA. All my friends, many of them who work nonstop, say the same thing. What do you mean by that? Like when you say the town is dead, I know there's not a ton of production there, but it kind of perplexes me that a working actor so busy is saying it's dead.
Yeah, I mean, I'm saying it's dead because the amount of, since the new year, since the strikes, really, the amount of auditions that are available to me are just so limited. I mean, it's so much less than it used to be pre-pandemic for sure. Pre-pandemic slash strikes, double strikes. And it is an issue of, you know, work being elsewhere and the industry being slower here. Like everybody that there's people that I worked with on the show that had a sweet job for 7 years and some retired off of it. Union guys, you know, in all different departments, camera and otherwise. And I'm hearing stories that they're driving Uber to make ends meet because there's just less production going on here, it seems. And it, you look at all the streaming services and there's, you know, 30,000 things coming out every month. But I don't know where they're shooting them or what the opportunities are. So.
Right. Interesting. You, how was your time at Second City, Lance? I know you had this great training for what you do now. And I think you're obviously very naturally gifted. But what did a place like Second City, or if you did Groundlings or something like that, do for your career? Did that help?
Yeah, immensely. You know, I'm glad that I did that. I was going to go to I went to community college and got my associate's degree in the theater arts, I'll have you know. And then after that, I was going to maybe go to a four-year school like Western Michigan University near me in Kalamazoo, Michigan, had a nice theater program. And I had designs on that, but I started working. And then a friend of mine, I went to go visit Chicago, took me to see a Second City show. It was called Pinata Full of Bees. Adam McKay and Tina Fey and people like this in the cast. And I was blown away. And I'm like, I never had intentions, but this is what I'm doing. I thought I'd do theater. I didn't do any theater in Chicago. I just did Second City and Improv Olympic, sketch and improv. And that behooved my resume way more than like a BA from a university, I think, would in Los Angeles. I came out and sketch was and improv was still huge.
Yeah.
And so it got me in all kinds of doors. The community that I found in that place in Chicago, at Second City, the history of the place, just being in the hallowed halls, all that brought so much. And I got great teachers. And then the community, the peers that I met are some of my still favorite, funniest people that I've met and were an inspiration. So, so you go to those places for all those reasons. It certainly was, looking back, those were the things that stick out to me was, the company I was in.
That's so great. What are you watching on TV, Lance? Anything you could recommend binge watch wise or shows you like to watch with your kids?
What makes you think I have time to watch anything?
Well, you said you were retired and the banjo was on the wall. So
my wife and I still fall asleep watching the news. I don't know how many times we've started the bear.
Oh, I know.
You know, in like the last two or three years, whatever I've been on, we're dying to watch it. And then life happens and we're asleep at 9 or whatever. And, right. And the kids we have to run the kids somewhere. I honestly haven't watched. I watch stuff with, more movies now, as we were talking about earlier, my kid's going to be 17.
Yeah.
We just opened up a world of things we couldn't watch them when they were little. Cause we shouldn't.
Yeah.
And now I'm playing the game of, hey, check this out. We watch Tarantino together. We watch things he's interested in, curious about, old comedies, horror, he's into horror. So that's what I'm leaning into, is the fun of that.
That's so great. I love it when it's interesting you said that, because when I would try to get my kids to watch something, they never wanted to watch it. But like, if I have it on, like sometimes I would be like manipulative and I'd have it on and I put it to a great scene I knew that was, they were going to gravitate towards. And the next thing you know, they're sitting there watching and they have no idea I tricked them. So sounds like you're...
I have to wait for my son now to like hear it from peers.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, you know about this movie? I'm like, oh yeah, I know about that movie. I invited you to watch it, but you weren't interested. but if you watch it, let me know. I'd love to join you. So I'll join him.
Well, listen, dude, this has been fun. I appreciate your time. I know you got a lot going on in the way of family stuff. I hope you have a great summer with the family. Keep the tickler.
Thank you.
And we'll look for Tough Bastard with Lance Barber, the new cop show.
Don't
coming
miss it.
Up.
I'll let you know. We'll plug it on the show when we get it out there.
I hope so. Thanks so much, buddy. Good talking
Good to see you.
You too.
Yeah, you too.
All right, that's Lance Barber. Boy, if you haven't seen Young Sheldon, folks, you've got a whole 7 years, Conrad. You watched the whole thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Check
loved
it out.
It too.
Yeah, great stuff. And also, I forgot that Lance was on Always Sunny. That's probably, I thought last time he was here, he said that was like the next most recognizable role he had, even though he was great in The Comeback too. Incredibly talented guy. All right, when we come back, we're gonna read some texts. We're going to have, there's more, I got a real brouhaha going here over the iced cream thing and the ice cream thing.
It's ice cream, man.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll do all that. And Heather Heil will be here soon. I don't know exactly when. And we're not strict about when. She can just roll in. She has an open door invitation. So we'll have Heather here. We're going to give her a quiz. We're going to talk about what's going on at the Green Bay Children's Museum. All kinds of fun stuff. That's coming up after intermission. Act 2 starts soon, folks. Stick around for the news. This is Pete Schwamba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Someone's living for the love. Someone's living for the love. And I love her. And I love her. I love her.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. New developments in the search for the man accused of killing his three young daughters in rural Washington state.
The Chelan County Sheriff's Office has turned over the search for Travis Decker to the feds. Conducting the operation now are the FBI, U.S. Marshals Service, and the Department of Homeland Security. And we've also learned that the bodies of the three young girls were found with their hands zip-tied and plastic bags over their heads. Their father, Travis Decker, who is ex-military with extensive survival training, is charged with their murders and is thought to be hiding out in the forested mountains of central Washington. Jeff Pogula, ABC News, Seattle.
Tonight, the BET Award celebrates its 25th anniversary. Kendrick Lamar leads the pack with 10 nominations, including Album of the Year. Doechii, Drake, Future, and Glorilla are tied for second most